Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Are you disciplined? A lot of us think, no, I'm not disciplined. I mean, there's somebody else who's disciplined, but it's certainly not me. I love what Dan Sullivan says. He says that you are 100% disciplined according to your current results. Ouch. Did you check that out? Let me say that again. You are 100% disciplined according to your current results. You're disciplined, I'm disciplined. The bigger question is, are we happy with the results we're getting? Because if not, then we need to be disciplined according to a new set of grid, a new filter, a new set of values. So listen, I get it. Sometimes we say, well, I'm not disciplined in eating right. Okay, but you're still disciplined and I'm still disciplined. Or maybe it's exercise. And we might be disciplined not to exercise. So let's change the way we think about ourselves. One way is to say, oh, I'm not disciplined. I'm not like those other people. The other way is to say, you know what? I am disciplined. It's just according to maybe the ladder's up against the wrong wall. So change your ladder. You have time. It's called the present opportunity. It's what you and I can change. If you need help on this and you say, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be disciplined according to, go to deeperpathbook.com. We have a great book there for you free. There's also a free masterclass, a free assessment, and it helps you decide what results you want in your life and if they're the right ones. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.